Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 6th of September. The Maze of Carnality. We can liken the carnal condition to a maze from which a person is unable to deliver themselves through their own strength. Their situation appears to be hopeless. Acknowledging this predicament, Paul himself lamented, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" This maze has many elements, which include the law of sin, the other law of my mind, the desires of the flesh, and the desire of the mind. The law, which is God's word, offers life. However, through the law, we acquire the knowledge of sin. It proclaims our guilt before God and our condemnation when we inevitably fall short of its expectations. The Apostle James noted, "Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." The law can only be served and fulfilled in our lives when we live by the covenant of the Spirit. In the carnal condition, a Christian is brought back into bondage to the law of sin. Living by this principle, their desire for life is a self-centered and covetous pursuit, motivated by the fear of death. Although they are born of the Father, the way that they live is no different from mere men. It is of the spirit of the world. Contending for life, which is a defining practice belonging to the law of sin, is exemplified by a person's pursuit of religion. The carnal Christian pursues religion because of condemnation associated with their shame. Their condemnation may include a feeling of lostness because they do not know, or have not embraced, who the Father has named them to be. Through religion, they seek for transcendence above their sinful condition, believing to have life through acceptance by God and by others. However, this form of conduct is inevitably accompanied and informed by comparison, envy, competition, divisions, and complaint, indicating their bondage to the law of sin. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verses 23 to 24, Romans chapter 3 verse 20, James chapter 2 verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 2 to 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, and Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 10. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 3